Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, and welcome to our special edition of Talking Flicks. It's our Flickstone, where we send one of our listeners along to check out a movie at the cinemas, and then we want to hear their thoughts on the movie, Mr. Lee, a good review, and just to let us know, you know, why we should head along and check out the movie. And we've had some great reviews over the last few weeks.
Oh, we certainly have. Hello, Jay. I did forget to say hello to you before. Yeah, we have. We've had some great movies. But, you know, at this time of year, we always seem to get a lot of good movies. And even moving forward to October, November, and even December, the movies that are coming out are amazing. They are going to be so good. And I was actually just looking at November, and we've got Wicked. We've got Moana 2. I cannot wait for Wicked.
Oh, that's I love a bit of a tease. I love a good tease. That's good. Now we know what's coming up. So, but now I've got to wait till November. And you know I don't like to wait, Mr. Lee. You know this.
I know you don't. You're very impatient to those sort of things.
I know. But at least I don't have to wait for Transformers 1 because that is out this week. Let's take a listen.
I know we're just lowly worker bots who can't even transform. Don't you want to see what's out there?
There's a reason no one goes to the surface. It's dangerous.
Why'd you bring jetpacks?
If we survive this, I'm gonna kill you!
I accept those terms. It's time to show them we are more than meets the eye.
We can transform now.
On three, one. Guys, that's not good.
We've got these powers for a reason. Let's use them.
We stand here together as one.
Whoa! I got a battle mask! It appears with this guy. Knife hands? I have knife hands!
I can see that. These are not the bad guys.
Why did you cut the door?
What? No, it was already like that. Right?
Yes, that's right. Yes. It was already mm-hmm. like, yeah, that's right.
So good to hear the Rolling Stones, Mr. Lee, because that's your vintage.
It is. It certainly is, and I love the Rolling Stones, I tell you. It was just headbanging. It was good.
I bet it was. With the long hair back in the day, right? Yeah. But you know what? You'd be very proud of this. The Rolling Stones probably wasn't even your vintage, was it? It was before your time, wasn't it?
It was actually.
Yeah, so that's
it was
good.
Actually.
You survived that one this week.
Probably about 10 years. But I grew up with them still because I grew up with the Beatles and, so many. Rod Stewart, all those.
Just stop now before you bury
David
yourself,
Bowie.
Mr. Lee. I was trying to protect you this week. What are you doing? Yes, it is Transformers 1, and we sent along our Talking Flicks to Liam to go check it out. Liam, hello.
Hello.
Mate, welcome to Talking Flicks. Now, you went along and checked out the movie. What were your thoughts on Transformers 1? It looks, for us and to us, sounds amazing. What were your thoughts?
Yeah, I really liked it. I wasn't really sure what to expect because I hadn't really heard it wasn't on my radar before you asked me to go see it it was really quite good. The animation was great, action was great, there's actually a decent character development, you know, character arcs, which I wasn't necessarily expecting from an animated movie. Good humor as well. My only minor quibble would be, you know, some of those character changes happen quite quickly, but I think given how much they fit into like a 2-hour movie, which is pretty decent for an animated movie, I can't really blame them. Like, it was a good experience all around.
That's so good, because this is actually a prequel, and it is the story of how Optimus Prime and Megatron become, because they were friends, and then they go across and are enemies and all that. So going back to finding out how they were when they were basically nobodies before they became these massive people and Transformers, of course, how was that? That was a good way to find out the history.
Yeah, that was good. Kind of had vibes of maybe X-Men First Class, or even, I guess, the Star Wars prequels. It's like, you know, these characters, but then to see how they got to where they are now is always interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Well, some great voice talent in the movie, none better than our very own Chris Hemsworth. Got to be honest, Lee, when I was listening to the trailer and I'm watching it along and I'm trying to work out which of the characters is Chris Hemsworth, because it didn't really sound like Chris Hemsworth. Apparently he was trained to bring a younger sound to his character. Is that right?
Yes. Peter Cullen, who did the voice of Optimus Prime back in the animated series, which was about 38 years ago, Chris Hemsworth actually went and talked to him to find out how to do the voice without doing the voice exactly the same as his, but he wanted to know exactly how to do it. So obviously it's come across, because if you couldn't pick it, that's a good thing. I did pick Scarlett Johansson's voice straight away, but... Oh, I knew that one.
Weren't you lucky? what did you think? What did you think, Liam? Did you work out which one was Chris Hemsworth, and how long did it take you to work it out?
Yeah, I think I did pick it from the trailer, but I mean, you are right. Like, for most of the movie, I often find when you have famous actors doing animated movies, it can be distracting. But for most of the movie, he just was the character. And, you know, every so often, you know, a bit of Thor, King of Asgard came out. But, you know, it's all around, I think he did a good job.
Oh, that's really good. Now, tell me, have you watched all the other Transformer live ones? Because this goes right back to 2007 when the first Transformers came out. I think there's been 7 or 8 of them now all up. So have you seen the whole series?
I saw the first two when they came out. It didn't grab me as much, to be honest, as this one. I think the great thing about Transformers 1 is, even though it's animated, it actually feels a bit more mature in terms of being interested in the characters of the Transformers themselves, but still being kid-friendly as well. So, no.
Would you say that you're a Transformers fan?
I wouldn't classify myself as a fan. Even when I was younger, I don't know, I think it was on in the mornings and we didn't watch TV in the mornings, so I kind of knew about it, and... Most of my exposure was probably those first two of the live-action movies and kind of just the general pop culture knowledge. So, I wouldn't have been before this.
Well, there you go. Now, this is actually going to be the first one of a trilogy. And without giving plots away or anything, would you go and see the next two and the way it's going to carry it on?
Yeah, for sure. But, where it ends, I definitely felt like it was... lining up at least one more. And actually, as soon as the movie finished, my kids who I went with leaned over and said, oh, is there going to be another one? I think it's sets that up nicely.
What did the kids think, Liam? What were their thoughts on the movie? Did they really enjoy it?
Yeah, they both quite enjoyed it. I've even got a trot top rating for them for later.
Oh, how good.
Nice.
The kids getting one in. That's great.
That is so good. So tell me, do you reckon this is going to boost the franchise? Do you reckon it's going to either get more people into it and then they'll go look at the live action ones as well after watching this Transformers 1?
Yeah, I mean, it's quite possible. Like, as I said, like, I haven't been invested as much in the past, but I feel like if the word of mouth gets out there that, you know, this is a good introduction, particularly for kids, I'd say, like, around 10 and up, I think it's kind of the sweet spot. But, you know, there were a couple of even younger kids in the session I went to go see. I could definitely see it as a good entry into the larger Transformers franchise.
Yeah, and that is good to see. I think when I watched the trailer straight away, I'm like, adults can watch it, kids can watch it. It's got humour for both. You know, it's the humour some of the adults can understand but the kids can't. And I think Chris Hemsworth works really good with Brian Henry too. Like, they just they seem to combine really well. And I think that's where the humour really comes out between those two characters. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and I guess as the movie progresses, Chris Hemsworth's character becomes a bit more serious, but you've got the character of B in there, and he's was definitely a favourite, I think.
Which is really good. Now, they've actually just had the Australian premiere, which I think may have been the world premiere in Sydney. And I have to say, talking about the, you know, the chemistry between all the actors, it was so good to see them on the red carpet, and they were going and they were joking around and they were having fun. It would have been good to go and see that and also see the stars and everything on the red carpet. But unfortunately, I didn't get invited this one, so I didn't get to go.
Did your invitation get lost or something? Was that
I think
shame.
It did in the mail. Yeah. I think I need to talk to some people higher up and say, "Hey, wait,
maybe maybe you need to stop taking selfies and you might get more of an invite." Yeah, let's see. You know what? That's okay, Mr. Lee. At least you saw photos. That's the main thing. So what could have been?
Correct.
It would be interesting to see, where the movie does go from here. And also, how long until we see another Transformers? I think when it comes to the Transformers franchise, how many more movies can you jam in? Because it just seems to be never ending, doesn't it? Like they seem to always know how to make a great movie.
Correct. And while they can do that, they will keep doing that because they want the money. So, and people will keep going and seeing them. And that's a great thing for everybody. We're all getting enjoyment out of something that, you know, they've done it with Spider-Man. Remember Spider-Man, the Spider-Verse? They went, and that was actually really good. I remember watching the first one of that and went, wow, this is actually really interesting how they can actually make it into an animated series, which I think there has been in the past of that as well, as Transformers have. So it is good that they're going to keep them going.
I think a lot's probably changed too since, the first movie was, 1986, I think it was, wasn't it? Mm. So what's that, 38 years odd? So I think we can definitely tell there's been a massive contrast, especially in animation.
Yeah, absolutely. You look at any of the animated series from back then, and I'm sure even the Saturday morning cartoon of Transformers that Liam was talking about prior, they would have changed to something now that, you know, you can hardly tell half these how they do it, you know. But it is really good how they can change things and for the better.
And do you have a favourite character, Liam? Is there a character that stood out for you, someone that you really dig and you thought did a great job? Who was it that sucked you in?
Oh, to be honest, I'm always quite drawn to the noble sacrificial hero. Optimus Prime would probably win it from
Optimus
this movie
Prime,
for me.
There you go. Which one are you, Mr. Lee? Which team are you on? Are you Optimus Prime or Team Megatron?
Yeah, Optimus Prime.
Yeah, you would be.
And yourself and your good self?
I'm going to go Megatron, right? I'm just going to go something different.
Just to be different.
Just to be different. Yeah.
That's you all over, JT.
Thanks, Mr. Lee. Well, I guess it now comes down to the big moment to give 5 Chock Tops to our friend Liam. Let's give him 10 this week because he's got the kids as well. So we're going to give him 2 ratings. So, Liam, here's 10 Chock Tops. Let's do 5 each. 5 for you. Okay. Out of 5 Chock Tops, what do you rate Transformers 1?
I would give it 3.5 Chock Tops.
3.5? Okay. That's pretty good. We give it applause for 3.5, don't we, Mr. Lee? Yes.
Yeah. Definitely. That's good. Yes, we do. And your kids, what did they think and how many Chock Tops?
Oh, okay, well, if I average out theirs, we would have 3.75 of a Chock Top.
3.75? Oh. That's a new one, Mr. Leaf. Yeah.
It is.
That's great.
We haven't had that. That's awesome.
Good stuff. Wow, that's awesome. There you go. Well, thank you very much, Liam. Thank you to you and the kids. Would you go and see it again?
Yeah, for sure. And particularly, I love to revisit movies before the next one in the installment. So if they are doing a trilogy, I'll definitely be rewatching it before those ones.
Oh, good stuff. And I've got to ask too, does the Rolling Stones get a run somewhere in the movies? The good old Start Me Up. Do we hear that?
I don't recall hearing that, no. Oh,
what a bummer. It probably isn't there. It's probably just in the trailer, right? Yeah, that's a shame.
I think so.
Music sucks me into movies. You know, if you put a good song in a trailer, you got me there. Especially if it's a soppy movie, I'm right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, look, fault of of the Stars is your soppy movie.
But you didn't need a soppy song to get me to that, Mr. Lee. I went along on my own to that one. Didn't need music to get me there. Liam, thank you so much for being our Talking Flicks this week. Thanks for joining us. Hopefully we can get you along to another movie hopefully sometime soon.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and if you want to be a talking flickster just like Liam, all you got to do is head to the forum6cinema.com.au or odeon5.com.au website and click on Talking Flicks, and you just fill in your details and then we'll be in contact with you.
Beautiful. Mr. Lee, what's next week?
Next week is Runt, and we've got Shaz going to be doing Runt.
Oh,
yeah. Which would be great. Because we've already seen Runt, so we're very lucky that we've both seen it already. So it'll be good to talk to Shaz. We can do a three-way talking flicks
next week. That'll be fun. We haven't done a three-way yet, so that'll be good.
No, we haven't. That would be very good.
And in the meantime, you can catch our regular Talking Flicks podcast. We'll unwrap everything happening this weekend at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 Cinemas. Catch us at midday on Friday.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.